68 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets this morning. We bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. Starting the week out, really the first full week of June of trading here on a lower note, continuing to see some concern from the market, at least from the trader's perspective of trade concerns with China. No real progress made in talks over the weekend. Continue to be concerned that the U.S. may go forward with some tariffs here as we move through this month, and China still uncertain about how they may react to that. So, fortunately, most times when there's uncertainty, the market does tend to move lower, and that's what we're seeing here today. Still watching the weather, of course, going to warm up again this week, especially out west. Not a lot of rain in the forecast, so that may provide some underlying support here as time goes on. Still watching the weather in southern Brazil where they're producing a second corn crop. Also, a little bit of talk about some dryness now in northern China. So a few weather stories around the world that the market's going to pay attention to here as the summer goes on. We will have export inspections out this morning. Crop progress out this afternoon should continue to reflect what looks like some pretty good corn and bean conditions here at this point in the growing season. We have July corn at 385.5, down 6 cents. December corn at 406.25, down 5.5. July soybeans at 1008.5, down 12.75. November soybeans at 1025.75, down 12 cents. July Chicago wheat at 507.75, down 15.5. December Chicago wheat at 547.25, that's down 14.5. Out in Kansas City, July at 524.5, down 16.25. December Kansas City wheat at 566.25, down 17. July Minneapolis wheat at 598.5, that's down 5.5. Back at the oil products, soybean products, we have July bean oil at 3097, down 22. July soybean meal at 370.80, down $3.40. Livestock markets are a little mixed here. We have June cattle at 105.20, that's up 30 cents. August at 103.47, down 15. August feeders 146.32, unchanged. June hogs 76.72, down 87 cents. July hogs at 77.15, that's a down $1.65. Outside markets continue to show equity markets up a little bit here this morning. We do show the dollar just a touch weaker here as well. Other than that, it looks like a pretty quiet start. Just not seeing a lot of producer interest here with the markets kind of trending lower these last few days. So expect the week to continue to be on a quiet note, continuing to watch the weather, and obviously continue to watch trade negotiations between the U.S. and China, Brian.
All right, Aaron, thanks very much for that update.
You bet. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Aaron Curtis joining us from Midco over in Bloomington, Illinois. Let's take a look at current conditions here in the WIOL listening area. In Urbana, we've seen lots of sunshine so far this morning, 68 degrees right now outside our studios, relative humidity at 55%, and a wind out of the northwest around 5 miles per hour. Temperatures in the mid to upper 60s across our listening area this morning, 65 in Bloomington Normal, northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, 66 in Decatur with a wind out of the northwest at 3 miles per hour, 64 degrees in Danville, wind out of the north there at 10 miles per hour, up to 68 degrees in Charleston, Mattoon, north wind at 10 miles per hour, and in Rantoul, 67 degrees with a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says look for mostly sunny skies today, a high of 81 degrees and a wind out of the northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, dropping to a low of 58 degrees, wind shifts to the southwest around 5 miles per hour, mostly sunny tomorrow and a high of 85. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.